This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
On BFM 89.9, I'm Kusa Chuang with Philip C and Wong Shanning.
If you look at US markets, like what Chuang said, it was a bit of a down day. The Dow was down 0.8%, S&P 500 down 0.7%, and Nasdaq was also down 0.9%. In fact, all markets were at their low for a month. Asian markets, meanwhile, also pretty much a red day. Nikkei was down 0.4%, Hang Seng was down 1.7%, Shanghai down 2%, Singapore was down 0.9%. But hey, we were up. FBM, KLCI, political uncertainty, who cares? Up 1.4%.
That's quite high, actually, 1.4%. Yeah. That movement is quite substantive.
In Malaysia circles.
Well, when you've gotten so low, it's maybe a little bit easier to jump up.
Possibly. Low base effect again.
Yeah.
So Wednesday is today, and therefore it means it's Jack Kuzi Day. And of course, he is our Director for Strategy for VFS Group out of Australia. Jack, thank you for talking to us, as always, on a Wednesday. Now, markets have dropped in the most in a month in America, but Apple shares are close to all-time record highs and Alphabet's price has rebounded from earlier drops. What is your sentiment now? Are you nervous or is a correction due?
I mean, firstly, I love the term Jacuzzi Day. Can we keep that going, please?
Yeah. Can.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, I'm always nervous. No, look, it's an interesting time for markets. I'll talk about Apple in a moment, but you did allude to it. So, retail sales were a little bit weak. You've got the Delta variant coming through. The US economy, you know, I'm not going to say it's on shaky ground, but it's not as strong as we might have supposed. It looks like the consumer is a little bit waning. Housing is off. So it's a little bit of a timely area for the market right now. You've got that renewing fear of inflation that's still, you know, sitting around. And then there's the possible removing of all the Tampa tantrum that might happen. So you might see the Fed come out and start to reduce some liquidity out of the system. So it's an interesting time for markets as we go forward. We're also coming off, you know, earnings that'll start to dissipate. So, you know, it's time to navigate a little bit carefully over the next 3 to 4 weeks. I think the market will teeter around this. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a bit of a pullback. You know, you alluded to the 90% year-on-year gain and some top profits being taken. So it's an interesting point for markets leading into to the back half of the year. In terms of Apple, I mean, has it ever been out of vogue? You know, we've talked about this company for a number of times on this show, on Jacuzzi Day, I must say. And I have said before that this is the greatest company that's ever existed. Look, I think the market is looking towards its services revenue, which continues to grow, which continues to show a lot of boisterous. And I think the market's looking for some safe havens. And big tech tends to be a safe haven when you start to see some volatility come back into the market. So, you know, do I expect it to grind, you know, really high? No, but it is a place where you can park your money and feel like, you know, it's going to work for you regardless of the environment that we're in. But broadly right now, the market is sitting in a kind of an interesting point, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over the next couple of months with so much news, with Jackson Hole coming out, and really what central banks, not only in the US, but around the world, are going to do going forward and whether they're going to pull some liquidity out of the system. And that's what everybody's watching at the moment.
But Jack, for you, you know, would you rotate away from cyclicals and move towards more defensive stocks, like perhaps even health? Because health did quite well yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, a portfolio needs to be diversified at all times. I actually think you're going to see a return to those. I hate to call them work from home stocks, but I think that's where the market will drive. I think, you know, the cyclical play has been out of vogue for a couple of months now as we move towards that rotation. But I think healthcare is a great place to be in this environment, and it's not bad. I also don't mind the banks in this area, considering, you know, all the talk of tapering. But yeah, you know, in a diversified portfolio, you have to have that. But I still favor tech if you want to take a long-term stream in your portfolio.
Jack, what about the Hong Kong listed tech though? Tencent, Alibaba, they've seen their share prices fall dramatically this week. Are you still a fan? I mean, you haven't been a fan for a while, but at some point with prices so low, it will look attractive, won't it?
Yeah, it's I mean, it's been a rough couple of months for Chinese investors in general. You know, to be completely honest with you, the Chinese have always had a rhyme or reason, you know, and you know that I've been a big fan of the way they've managed their economy. it's hard to make sense of what is going on at the moment. And I'll explain why. Okay, we're in the midst of this anti-competition, anti-monopoly regulation, and I understand that. But then you just get these random headlines. Like yesterday was a perfect example. You know, there was another headline by a state newspaper and one of the government bodies around, you know, new anti-competition laws and anti-monopoly policy laws, which we kind of heard from, you know, in June, July, and the market, you know, sank on the back of it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we saw the, you know, the social opium in terms of gaming. So it seems like every time we want to see, you know, a push back into Chinese tech or equities, you know, we see something from an overarching body there that pushes it back down. What I can tell you is we do have a timeline now. So even yesterday, they said that Chinese anti-monopoly policies will go live in September, which I think is a good sign because it means there's a regulatory finish line for that regulatory uncertainty. So it's very hard to call a bottom. And I've been very, you know, anti-calling the bottom because it would be silly to do so. But they are certainly looking in line with valuations. I take Tencent Music, you know, which reported last night pre-market US. It reported largely better than expected, but was in down in pre-market trading. We did see some Chinese literature stocks report. They did quite well. We do have Tencent this week. So it's just an interesting point and an interesting note. But yeah, there has been no bottom in sight now at the moment for Chinese equities. It'll be interesting to see where that goes in the next couple of weeks. What the regulator has told us is that 68 companies have passed that anti-monopoly test. And we do have a finish line, which is coming in September. So hopefully that's the end, but it's a wait and see environment.
So from the perspective of your portfolio, right, Jack, I mean, you know, short China is one of the most crowded trades at this point in time. From your perspective, at what point in time do you start, you know, cherry picking some of these, you know, blue chip names?
To be honest with you, I've been cherry picking for the last couple of weeks and you know, obviously have a decent portfolio exposure to China. Look, that's made up of a couple of areas in China. You still have your overarching tech, which I still like, but there is also mainland China, which we also forget. So if you look at the A50 or something like the Star Market, which is mainly advanced manufacturing and domestic base, that's outperformed Chinese tech equities by almost 35% this year. So there has been a two-gauge economy or a two-gauge stock market within the Chinese economy. So, you know, when we talk about this broader China sell down, it's been mainly in its internet names, yet it's more domestic-based names, it's healthcare names, it's manufacturing names. I've actually done quite well. If you look at the Chinext, which is more your smaller cap, mid-cap tech, they've actually done too well. So it's kind of been a two-speed economy. And it's kind of, you think about it broadly in their dual circulation policy, it does start to make sense. But we have, and I have been cherry picking, and will continue at moments, you know, until we start to see some a move up. Now, what I will say is we will not see a V-shaped turnaround in Chinese tech. I think it'll be a gradual move. We did see a crackdown in healthcare in 2018, and we saw a gradual move up as the years went on. I think the same thing will play out going forward with this.
All right, Jack, thank you as always for your time. That was Jack Cousy, Director of Strategy for VFS Group. No, I mean, just this exodus from Chinese stocks. Even Cathie Wood is out of, you know, Cathie Wood Ark Investments. Temasek was burnt. I mean, they were buying
SoftBank.
SoftBank as well. SoftBank Education before the crackdown.
I don't blame these fund managers to buying China because that was really like the growth area, right? Yeah. It was what China was all about.
Yeah, yeah.
The economic policy seemed to favor these companies. There was a push towards it, and then suddenly the regulations change overnight.
You know, on the premise.
So how do you factor this kind of risk into your model? You can't.
Well, the thing is, on the premise that institutional investors buy into certainty and, you know, policy direction, right? That's why they bought into China. But then, how do you read China? I mean, that's the thing. Does this burn people for the long term? I think that's a question.
No, I can tell you, investors have very, very short memories.
I'm only worried for the companies that are planning to IPO here in China. Because there's a huge pipeline now coming through. They're restricted to file in the US and even markets like Hong Kong and all that.
They will just bring the money home.
They're bringing the money home, but is there enough, you know, investment appetite to do that is the big question mark.
You might not get the valuations you want. You might not raise the amount that you want. But that's probably the safer option than listing in New York and suddenly there'll be an announcement from some Chinese regulator about something you should have done but you didn't do.
Yeah, that mechanism between Hong Kong, China and the US share market listings will be definitely under scrutiny. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.